Welcome to Purpose Talk Radio. Share with us an hour of sacred space on the airwaves. Enjoy the conversations, the inspiration, and the power of purpose. This is Jan Ravel.
We're coming live to you from Oregon and Northern Germany today, and we're so excited to be here. This is a dream come true for both of us, and we're grateful for Spirit and the angels gently and continuously nudging us to co-create. Since we met on Facebook in March this year, we have been on fire about creating sources to be of service to you. And Purpose Talk Radio is the first rocket we're launching in that direction. So watch out for sparks of inspiration and joy for the soul. And this is Barbara.
So before we really get into it, let us allow us to introduce each other. Go, Barbara.
Okay, Jan met her first angel when she was 4.5 years and quickly learned, don't talk about it. But the visions and spirit connections continued throughout her life. Through Reiki, Jan gladly established a solid connection with spirit guides, Reiki masters, angels, and many who are no longer in physical form. Jan has always lived out of the box, which has resulted in various careers, including massage therapy and medical transcription. She has owned several businesses and traveled extensively, yet for her liking, not nearly far enough or for long enough. She has facilitated and created dream groups, positive solution groups, seminars, and workshops. Can you tell she likes to talk? Today, Jan has finally come home, not in a physical place, but in working with angels. She has agreed to be a voice for angels and was told this is her purpose in life. This is her greatest joy. Jan and Barbara connected as kindred spirits, and we're breaking all barriers here.
That's for sure. And Barbara has established a strong bond with her soul and with spirit. She was born and raised in Germany and currently is living there with her Irish soul man, two beautiful kids, and a black cat named Patty. Barbara loves connecting the dots and connecting souls. She deeply believes in being responsible for her actions. Reiki was the eye-opener or the trigger for her spiritual awakening, and she's deeply grateful for all the blessings in her life. Barbara loves getting people in touch with their intuition and inner wisdom. She is a passionate, intuitive coach and teacher, and loves getting her message out into the world. Barbara walks her talk and follows her heart. She loves freeing hijacked or occupied words, and she's positively addicted to Facebook. And Barbara jumped on an airplane after she and I met to go on a fantastically beautiful, spirit-guided trip to Boston that was totally awesome-amazing. So our topic for today is new beginnings. And we are so grateful to be on the airwaves on this special date, 12-12-11, and in this exciting time of shifts and changes. New beginnings accompany us our whole life, and now's the time to consciously look at all that we have created so far and to decide what we want to create for the present moment.
We want to inspire you to check in with your intuition, your soul, and your spirit guides on purpose. Embrace these times of new beginnings. Celebrate what you are creating and walk your path, powerful and trusting. Know you are loved and base your decisions and choices on love and love only.
Today, you can call into the show to get a mini reading from both of us. We're tuned in with our angels, the Archangel Gabriel, and our spirit guides, and we'll deliver information that's valid for all of you who are listening in today. Even if what you hear sounds strange or unfamiliar, allow the information to go into your system and let it go past the mind to sink into your whole being. Ask the mind to stay in the background if possible. So after we explore the topic of new beginnings, we'll invite you to call in. There are several numbers listed. You can look at them on your site, but here's some as 530-413-4522 or 888-627-6008. So lean back, close your eyes, unless you're driving your car, of course, and enjoy new beginnings.
Yeah, so here goes, new beginnings. I was thinking about it today, and over the past few days and weeks, really, since we've been seriously creating this show, this is a topic that came up again and again, and we've been talking on it about it on Facebook. And what I can say for myself, like, it's an ongoing process, really. If we consciously look at it, at the topic of new beginnings, it can be every day that we start a new beginning, and it's our decision to do so. It depends on where we stand in life, really, and that determines how we feel and how we perceive our new beginnings. If it's a good thing or an unpleasant thing, if it's challenging, if it's peaceful, if it's fun, if it's love, or if it scares the bejesus out of us, really. My work with spirit, for example, is a new beginning in a way, because I'm now really doing it very, very consciously, whereas before, over the past, 15 years, it was like zooming in and out, and then just sitting there and going, oh, what was that? Oh, I think that might have been, and then my mind was going, no, that's impossible, really, so just forget about it. So, yeah, it took me a few years to really start this as a new beginning, as a new adventure, and do it every day on a conscious basis, like checking in with spirit every day and say, okay, so here I am, what's your message for me today? And sometimes I still forget. So it's really a matter of being very, very conscious about what we do with our life, and that just goes for everything, really. And then there's personal shifts. Looking at what happens to us or what we make out of the things that happen in our life is, depending on the focus we're taking, it can result in different experiences. The one thing is a matter of choice. What choice do we make every day? Do we choose love? Do we choose fear? And it really doesn't matter in which situation we get up in the morning, and yeah, we wake up and we are in a certain mood, and then we can kick in and say, okay, consciously, what decision do I make? Am I in a good mood? Am I really tired? Do I want to turn around and go back to sleep? Or do I just get up and run down and make myself a coffee or a fruit juice or something, and I enjoy the day no matter what? So one of the things that I've learned over the past years connected to the topic of new beginnings is to be gentle with myself. I haven't really grown up that way because the system I lived in, the society I'm coming from, requires pressure, and requires to function every day. So gentleness is not really something that comes into that equation naturally. At least it didn't for me. So I really consciously made another decision of another new beginning with being gentle with myself, which helps me, because then I can make a better decision every morning about my mood, especially when I'm woken up at 5:30 a.m. by my son, and he wants to cuddle in, and then he wants to get up, and he's really active, and so I don't really have the choice of having a lie in. So I can still decide, am I in a good mood or not such a good mood? Yes, new beginnings. Jen and me had a really, really good new beginning, and it's almost a year ago now, and that has led to other new beginnings, and today we're having a really new beginning with this show, and it's just fun, and I'm just so glad we're actually doing this, and it's because I know a few people are listening in that are in connection with Jen and me. It's just the smile on my face is getting wider and wider now, because even though I don't know you guys, I still know you, because it's a soul connection, and that is what really, really matters to me. And I'm really grateful that you are listening in, and maybe we will talk to a few of you later as well. So that's really it from me, Jen. So how about you and your new beginnings?
New beginnings, gosh, they happen all the time. But, you know, I'm thinking about when you and I first met, Barbara. We met on Facebook, and we immediately connected, and the spark started flying almost instantly, and the inspiration, and within a month and a half, you were coming on, flying over to Boston so that we could do this event together. And it reminds me of recently I've talked with a woman, listened to her, who came up with an idea, a question to start your day out each day. And I love the question, so I want to tell you what that question is and how I've modified it a little bit. So the question is, who will I meet today who will change my life? And more importantly, who will I meet whose life I can change for our highest good? So everybody that I meet, it's going to be a connection that they're going to change my life and I'm going to have the potential to change their life. And how is that going to happen? What is it going to look like? And I realize that changing somebody's life is as simple as giving them a smile, making eye contact, telling them you like their hairstyle or the design on their necktie, for those who wear neckties anymore. Just really, really simple things that let each other know that you're alive. I recognize you, I see you, and I acknowledge you, and I honor you. So how are you going to change my life, and how am I going to change your life? And in that regard, I think every moment of our day is as a new beginning. But what are we going to do for new beginnings overall? For me, I just started a new coaching program. Well, wow, that's a huge beginning. I just started dealing with angels exclusively. That's a new beginning. This is something I didn't do before. I mean, you know, I dealt with spirit guides and did Reiki and had all these souls around. And when I would do dream groups, I'd say, okay, what do you want this person to know? And then I'd listen and I'd relay the answer that was always seemed to be relatively profound for the person. But then all of a sudden I was told I was going to do angel readings because that's my purpose in life. That is a huge new beginning for me. To trust, and I think this is the biggest thing, to lean back. Judith talks about leaning forward and then imagining the angel in back of you with his or her wings spread, wrapping around you, and then lean back into that comfort and into that soul knowledge. And just to allow yourself to receive. And I think that's the biggest thing for me as a new beginning is learning how to allow spirit, to allow angel voices to come through and not try and get in the way that I know what to do. I know how to do this. But to just relax and say, what is it you want me to do? And what is it you want me to say? And who do you want me to say it to? And on my way here today, because we're sitting in a studio at Judith's, excuse me, on my way here today, I was told, we have lots to tell you, and we have lots to tell everybody who's on this show. So there are people who have questions, they want to know something, and the angels are here, and they want to let you know what it is you need to know. And now I'm going to introduce Judith Conrad, who's my mentor. And she's kind of here helping us with this first show. And she's an amazing intuitive and works with angels as well. And I'd like to know what Judith has to say today.
Well, I'm excited for both of you as the new beginning for both of you. I mean, I feel like I'm birthing a baby here.
Twin.
Yeah, I'm just tickled pink. And that's American expression, I guess, Barbara.
Yeah,
and I'm just here to support you in any way. I want to encourage those who are listening to call in, because both Barbara and Jan have so many things to facilitate. In other words, the angels are ready and willing to do that. Well, as long as I'm on here, let's see. Let me prime the plump.
Okay.
And so you can kind of get an idea of how they work. So if I were to ask, you want me to ask a question?
Okay.
All right.
Go ahead.
What's coming up with this move to this new place within the manufactured home park?
Sorry, that's a new move?
Judith is moving to a new home here in the manufactured home park where she lives.
Mm-hmm. So any information you can give to me of how to facilitate that easy, with ease and grace?
The biggest thing I'm getting is to relax,
to keep it simple,
just enjoy the process and let the process happen, because it is happening, and you're going to be guided in exactly where you need to go and what you need to do and how you need to do it, but you do need to relax and not try.
Very good. Thank you.
Barbara?
Yeah, what's coming through really strongly is keep it simple, Judith. It's like I'm getting a square, just a square, not nothing with squiggles or anything like that. Just go the straight way and keep it really simple. Yes, details are important. Look at the details. And yet it seems you sometimes have a tendency to strategize and to plan very, very, very detailed. And maybe in this case, the straight, simple path is the best. That's really what's coming through. Keep it simple.
Right on. Right on. Control. Okay, I'll back out now. You can go ahead and get ready for calls, or maybe you have a reading. I'm just going to thank you, Jan, for and Barbara for allowing me to put my 50 cents in.
Thank you, Judith.
There. You're another angel, Judith. Thank you for being there for us.
I agree.
Thank you.
I agree.
I've got another. I found something today. There is so many beautiful quotes floating around Facebook, and as Jan introduced me as being positively addicted to Facebook, I found this. The butterfly said to the sun, "They can't stop talking about my transformation. I can only do it once in a lifetime. If only they knew they can do it at any time and in countless ways." That really goes with what you said, Jan, that every moment of every day really is a new beginning, and we can decide to transform. Let's be the transformers.
That's amazing. That's a beautiful, beautiful statement. Yeah.
From the Budinsky.
You know, I always love the image of a butterfly, in any case, coming out of a cocoon. Mm-hmm. The butterfly sits in the cocoon. It's in the dark. It doesn't know what's going on. And it backs out of the cocoon. The cocoon breaks open and it backs out. It doesn't come out head first. It doesn't see the beautiful sky and the flowers that are out there. All it sees is the darkness inside the cocoon. And it backs out and it sits there and allows its wings to dry, trusting, completely trusting, having faith that this will happen. And eventually then coming out as this gorgeous butterfly who can take off and give us the awesome amazement of watching them. We have a call. Susan on line two.
How do we accept the call?
Susan, are you there?
Yes, I am.
Hi, can we do? How are you today?
Hi, I'm very good. Is this Jan?
This is Jan.
Hi, Jan. I have a question.
Okay.
Okay. I'm moving into an unknown life again at age 54 years old, and I'm kind of questioning if I should continue always on a new life, or should I be more patient with the life that I've had and work through those, or because Spirit feels like it's calling me to keep moving, I was want to know what the angels may be saying to me.
The biggest thing that I'm getting, Susan, is to follow your passion. And that doesn't mean just follow whatever idea comes along. It doesn't mean, oh, well, I have a passion for painting or making gift cards or doing some specific thing. What it means is looking deep in your heart and finding out what brings you so much joy that you just want to dance around and sing and you cannot get the smile off your face. Once you find that joy, then you have the passion that will take you through the rest of your life, whether it's continuing in the path that you've been going or whether it's going a new path. And I get a feeling that it's going to be both for a while. There'll be a transition period where you're moving from one to another. But the biggest thing is to find that joy that's deep down inside. And again, like I tell you, it's the one that you can't keep the smile off your face. Every time you talk about it, every time you think about it, you break out into a great big smile. You just can't help yourself. That is spirit passion. And that's where you need to look for it. So again, you know, you may be, it sounds like you may be, I shouldn't say it sounds like it. What I'm getting is there may be a joint path for a period of time before you make a decision one way or the other. Barbara, what do you say?
I think you have quite a strong connection to spirit yourself, Susan, and it's checking in on a regular basis with spirit to get your answers, because you know part of the answers. We all do anyway. It's just a matter of getting confirmation sometimes, or making sure on a spiritual basis or on a spirit connection basis that it's still the right path. I mean, life has become so fast for so many of us, and quick decisions are required often. So just take a deep breath in the middle of it when you're noticing that chaos is starting to happen again, and make a conscious decision to now connect to talk to spirit.
Okay, thank you very much, ladies.
Thank you for calling, Susan.
Okay, bye-bye.
Bye.
So now we have Terry on line three. Terry?
Hi.
Hi.
Hi, Terry.
Yes, I am. Can you hear me?
Oh, yeah.
Loud and clear.
Can you hear me?
We hear you.
Barely can hear you, but I'm calling you from my other phone.
Okay.
So how are you guys?
Great. Hi, how about you?
All right. Doing good. My question is, am I be able to move or have a good relationship?
I missed the first part of that. Can you repeat your question, please?
Am I moving?
Okay, moving house, you mean?
Yeah, moving into another state.
And something about a relationship.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
Well, I got a really clear answer on the question of are you moving. The answer was eventually.
Oh.
What it feels or what is coming through is like they're laughing, spirits laughing, because they know you understand that answer, because it sounds like what's coming through is that there might be some things that want to be sorted out by you before the path is really clear to move. But I'm not getting a clear direction on where or when. I think the decision is made already that on a soul level that you want to move, or your soul said yes. It's not decided yet where or when, because there's still a few challenges, maybe.
You know, I'm okay. I keep getting, this is Jan, I keep getting that the move and the relationship are really strongly tied together, and there's also a sense that you are that your decision on the move is hinging on your decision on the relationship or what happens with the relationship. And Terry, I'm going to tell you the same thing that I said to Susan. Please go deep inside. Talk to your spirit guides and find out what brings you the most joy. If it's a relationship, if it's a move, if it's the combination, make sure that whatever it is, you just can't get the smile off your face. Because if that's the case, then you're making the correct move. If you make a decision and you don't have a smile that takes over every cell of your body, then you're not making the right move. So look inside and ask the question inside of yourself and make sure that it's the one that gives you such joy that you just can't hardly stop dancing.
Okay, good.
All right.
I appreciate it.
All right. Thanks for calling in.
Thanks, Terry.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Bye.
Bye. Interesting, interesting. The topic of moving has been mentioned 3 times so far.
Yeah.
Jen, any ideas?
Well, I know very well that movement's in my future, and I don't know what it means, but it's movement in any case. I know that I'm going to be going to Europe in April to help celebrate a drum-making workshop with Barbara Patterson, and we're going to do a women's retreat over there. I know that there are some other movement things going on, and I just don't, for myself, I don't quite know what it is yet. I just know that I'm supposed to be prepared for movement. It doesn't necessarily mean moving. It just means movement. What about you?
Same, really. As we were told by spirit to be prepared, to have all in order, which is a good thing. It doesn't matter if it comes to moving or movement. Just I noticed, because after I got aware of this message of be prepared, that there was some stuff that yes, I could work through that to be ready for whatever comes up, because once again, it feels like time is speeding up. And then for me personally, it doesn't have anything to do with Christmas coming or the end of the year coming, as in New Year's Day. It's a general feeling, really, for me.
You know, Barbara, I'm getting a real strong nudge here to ask you about your two children, Enya and Jay, and their connection with spirit and how you handle that. Would you mind talking about that a little bit?
No problem. Thanks for the question. How do I handle that? Well, my son, Jay, he's turned 3 in August, and he's just starting to show his intuitive skills, really. I'm pretty aware of the fact that both of them have the same skills as everybody else, really, and that children are just so much clearer on their skills. And since I tuned into that he showed his skills so clearly, I then looked at my daughter. She's 7, and she's been pretty quiet about her talents and skills, really. She's kind of like working her magic in the background. How am I handling that? I'm accepting it, first of all, and I love it, obviously, because if they come out with something, I'd listen to them and I'd talk to them about it in a way that they could handle the situation. For example, Enya, she's 7 now. We talk about angels quite frequently. And every morning when she leaves the house to go to school, I ask the angels to support her and to accompany her through her day in school. And I tell her frequently as well that she can call the angels for support. And yeah, we've got a natural way of talking about these things. And Jay, he's just, you know, sometimes they just look at me. The other day we were having a wild dancing occasion in the kitchen here, and I was singing along to some song from Spandau Ballet, and the kids were just looking at me. And my daughter, she looked right over my head. She didn't look me in the eyes. She was, I was wondering what she was seeing. I didn't ask her, though, because I'm not sure if she would have been able to verbalize it. It looked like she saw my aura or something, and it was just, she never even dared to ask me to stop singing. And sometimes my son is just, he can't stand it when I sing, but I was singing so loudly and I was so in my soul that the kids just accepted the fact that I was singing away there. I think they're both able to see what I don't see, because I just buried these talents pretty deep inside of me, and I'm working with different senses, whereas they still work with all their pure senses.
That's great. Thank you. I know recently I was at a holiday fair, and there were some young people there who were looking at gemstones, and one of them, I activated the gemstone for him and told him that he had two angels. He was just really young, probably, I don't know, 6, 7, 8. I told him he had two angels, one on either side of him, and they were with him all the time. And later I found out from somebody who was way across the room that he'd gone over there and he was showing his mother the stone, and he said very proudly, "I have two angels who are with me." And he accepted it. He allowed that it was true. And I think allowing is the big thing that we don't do as adults.
Yeah, we unlearn to allow. Yeah.
Yeah. You know, I'm getting another nudge here that I need to address. And it's not really new beginnings. This is a time of ending. This time of year is a time when a lot of people will transition. Mm-hmm. And it's a time when a lot of people have illness and they don't necessarily talk about it. It's a time when if you have somebody in your family or a friend who all of a sudden is pulling back from you and not talking, send them as much love as you can. If they're not allowing you to be part of their life, they need all the love that you can send them, because something is going on in their life that they're not able to talk about or not comfortable about talking about. So we have new beginnings, but we also have transitioning, which leads, of course, to new beginnings right after that. But be aware that some people in your life, particularly at this time of year, need you to send them more love than they've ever had and that you've ever connected with them on. And you can do it on a spirit level. You can just send them love spirit to spirit. You can send them a card if you want, if they'll accept that, make a phone call, make a date to go have coffee with them, and just be able to love them unconditionally without judgment, knowing that they're going through their own process just like the rest of us are going through our processes. But by giving them love, you are an angel in human form who's giving them what they need. So you are channeling that love to them, and love is healing above all.
Yeah. When I was preparing for the show, I was sitting down asking Spirit, what's the message for me now, right now? And the message came again really clearly. Choose love, love, love. Just love. So, yeah, that fits in very, very well. And it's been an intense time for people deciding or choosing transition, really. And, the people that are left behind, kind of, are the ones that are dealing with the situation, and they deal with the physical loss of this person. So it's in many cases, it might be a bit of a challenge sending people from their own blood family love that are drawing back from them. And so I think it's even more important to actually do that. And as you said, soul to soul or spirit to spirit. I like this visualization of the rainbow bridge coming from my heart going to the person's heart that I'm sending unconditional love to, because that is something so pure. If I envision from my heart that there's a bridge, a rainbow-colored bridge going to the other person's heart, that leaves the ego out straight away. It leaves the mind out. It leaves all the arguments out. And it might be difficult envisioning the other person standing on the other side. Try it anyway. Give it a try. Just, you know, go step by step from your heart onto that rainbow bridge until you reach the end of the rainbow bridge, and there's this person. And by the time you can see that person, it will be pure, unconditional love that you're sending to them. And that's it. Job done.
Thank you, Barbara. We're going to take a real quick break here, and you're going to get to listen to a couple of ads.
This is Judith Conrad. This is for Jan Revelle. Jan is offering holiday specials, gift certificates for holiday giving and special occasions. Go to www.janrevelle.com. That's JanRevelle.com. Two L's, janrevelle.com. And she is offering angelic guidance offerings. She is offering angelic guidance programs. So do tune in to the website for Jan Revelle's holiday specials at janrevelle.com. That's JanRevelle.com. And you'll be glad you did. And here's over to Barbara.
Okay, I'm doing my own ad here, so here it goes. Barbara Patterson, caressing the soul. Check out my services on barbarapatterson.info/@your-service. Come join the Soul Healing Coaching Group. Our first online gathering will happen on December 21st. Make it a new beginning and join your soul on purpose. Gift yourself or your loved ones an intuitive reading with messages from Spirit, a nice treat for Christmas. This service is available as weekly guidance also. Come join me. I'm looking forward to walking with you. barbarapatterson.info/@your-service.
Well, Jan has just asked me, and I hope it's okay with you, Barbara.
Sure, go on.
She pulled a tarot card, and you were talking about new beginnings, and both of you are offering such wonderful services for the holiday specials, and she pulled the Princess of Wands, which is a spiritual card, and it's an Aries card. Aries is about new beginnings, and this woman is the princess is throwing the fear tiger over her shoulder. And all the fears are being placed on the funeral pyre. If you out there are having any fears, any judgments, put those fears and judgments on the funeral fire.
Thank you. That's good. I am Aries, by the way.
Well, and I'm going to, based on that funeral pyre, I'm going to do a little plug for Carla. So if you are on Facebook, look up Shaman Medicine Woman. That's Carla Goddard, and her name is Shaman Medicine Woman. And she does an evening fire where things can be thrown onto that fire. The tiger, the fear, can be thrown onto the fire, and you can actually request that she throw something onto the fire for you and then be able to release that. So it's check out Shaman Medicine Woman on Facebook.
And that is such a beautiful ritual, and Carla really gives it her all. It's amazing, the response she's getting and the heart and the soul she's putting into that.
So, Barbara, let's talk about Purpose Talk Radio. How did it come about? How did it get its name? What the heck happened here that we're all of a sudden on the radio?
Good question. Well, what happened? I think another process, another string of new beginnings, really, because ever since you and me started talking, we were creating and co-creating, and we were talking events, and we were talking U.S., Canada, Europe, doing things together, being of service to people, really. So after the last 9 months now, or, 9 months, really, it's become so intensive, and it's become a real passion for me. I can say that, and I think it's the same for you, to work together and to actually get something up and running immediately. And because planning events, organizing events that are happening live is another passion of ours. This is kind of like everything's connected, so we're building up on the one and the next one. And radio shows are immediate. We are on the air, bam, there we are, and the message is out, people can phone in, and we can serve. So at some stage, looking at what colleagues of us are doing, having been on a few radio shows myself this year as a guest, just taking it in, learning, watching, observing, discovering, and at some stage it just came all together and I said, how about we do a radio show? Because we were thinking about doing a telesummit, which is going to come up soon as well. And then the format and the technical background and what do we do? How can we best serve people? And then this radio show thing came up. And, and then because you and me, Jan, we talk very often anyway, and we always talk on purpose. It was just there at some stage, Purpose Talk Radio. And that's another baby that was born, another new beginning, and here we are. And we're now right in the middle of it, and I'm just so full of joy. I could be jumping around here, but that would be really, really loud.
Well, you know, it seems like every time we get on a call, we're on for a couple of hours talking about things, and it's always got a purpose. But I just got some more messages that I'd like to pass along.
Okay.
Can't help it. They just keep flowing in. There is someone out there who has a mother who is dying. I'm seeing some golden color around the mother, and Archangel Gabriel is here with me very strongly and telling you that you are so surrounded by love. Oh, I'm going to cry. Okay. Wait a minute. I've got to breathe here. That your mother is going to transition, and that she's going to do so peacefully and joyfully, and be so filled with joy once she does. And that your challenge is to sit with her in your own peace, allowing yourself, again, allow yourself to feel the presence of Gabriel, because he's there with you, and he will be there with you every time you need that comfort. And he'll be with you to be able to help you accept that transition more peacefully. And I have a couple more messages, but we've got Suzanne on line one. So, Suzanne, welcome.
Hello. Hi, Jen. Hi, Barbara.
Hi,
congratulations. Congratulations to the radio show. And since you guys are already talking about new beginnings, I'm starting as well a new group. It's a whole bunch of nice people and very motivated people and helping people, service people as well. It's called, actually, I Believe Global.
Cool.
Yes, and of course, I want to see you both very soon here in Canada as well. And I'm also, like you know, with you guys on a circle, in a soul circle too. So So can you tell me anything, what you say about to that new beginning? It's a group with I Believe Global.
What is it? I Believe what?
I Global. Believe Global.
Global?
Yes. Like World Global.
Oh, okay. All right.
And it's a group.
It's a group. New starting, new beginnings.
Well,
all service-oriented.
The intention is set, Suzanne. And the intention is coming through very, very clearly. And my spirit guides are sitting there nodding and grinning and nodding and grinning because your intention is so clear with this. So do only what you really want to do. And they're nodding and grinning and nodding and grinning because you're doing it. So, yeah,
yes,
take it global.
So I hope I see you soon here too.
You're going to be putting on a conference about this, I believe, pretty soon, Suzanne. So keep that in mind because that's going to be coming up for you.
Oh, excellent. I'm looking forward to that. I'm ready for that. Thank you. And I'm looking forward to see you hopefully soon in person.
And Suzanne, tell us where you're from, please.
I am from Canada, near from Toronto, a little bit north of it. And, yeah, I'm following on a Soul Circle. I've been last radio show as well in and was talking to you. So, Jen, actually, Barbara wasn't here, and I was looking forward to hear Barbara now as well. And I know you're both doing an amazing job. I'm looking
Thank
forward
you.
To connect with you further.
Great. Thanks for calling in.
You're very welcome.
Hope That's to all. See you soon, Suzanne.
Yeah, me too. Hopefully see you soon. Okay. Bye-bye.
Bye.
So while Barbara was talking earlier and I was getting these other messages, here's another one is that somebody out there has a son who is in the hospital. He was in an accident and there was some severe injuries. He is improving, but all I'm getting is a huge smile and that he's going to be doing great. The best thing that you can do is bring him good spirits and ice cream. So
what flavor?
I don't know where that came from, but he wants ice cream.
What flavor?
Rocky Road. So whatever flavor he really likes. But there's this thing about this son who was in an accident, and he's going to be just great. So whether here's the thing, whether the body is cured or not is irrelevant. It is important if the person heals. And healing is different than being cured. So when you're in an accident or when you're ill, when you have some sort of a major illness that goes on and your body doesn't come back to where it was, and that happens even as we age, that your body isn't doing what you wanted it to do like when you were 25 years old or 15 years old. But the healing on the inside and the healing of the spirit is where it counts. So make sure that you, whatever you do, that you listen inside, that you ask for your own inner guidance to lead you and to advise you. If you believe in prayer, then pray. If you believe in meditation, then meditate. Whatever your philosophy is, whatever your leaning is, that's where you need to go. And go inside and allow yourself to be healed because you're the only one who can be healed. Allow yourself to be healed.
That's beautiful. Thank you, Jen.
And I want to go back one more time to choices and decisions. Choices and decisions. Because it really is a time of year when we all make choices and decisions. There's Christmas presents. Who do I buy for what? And what do I buy for who? And New Year's is coming up and there's all these resolutions. And what if I'm going to move? And what about a relationship? And what about? So I want to talk choices and decisions for a minute. And I want to go back to what I said earlier because I think this is critically important. And I keep getting the roses keep falling all over me. I'm getting cascaded here with roses on this thing. Is find, go way, way, way inside and find that whatever it is that gives you so much joy that you can't help but smile. We've lost those passions over the years. We've been trained out of it. It's been suppressed. School does it. Society does it. And we all have to earn a living. So a job does it. But go inside and find where is that critical joy, because it's the one thing that really keeps you alive and gives you a purpose in life. And it keeps you healthy. Find that joy, the one that makes you want to dance, the one that makes you, you cannot stop smiling every time you think about it. You break out into a big grin. And whether you do that full time, whether you do it as a hobby, whether you do it part time, no matter what, bring that joy to the surface and live it in whatever you do. Live your joy. Dance and sing, just like Barbara does all over the place. Dance and sing.
Yeah, wave your freaky flag. And another thing that I've been seeing this over the past few days in real life and in the connection with spirit is the topic of the peaceful warrior. And just on the Soul Healing Circle on that Facebook group, we're talking about this as well, because many of us, or many of you, chose in the past the way of fighting for the good cause, fighting for the people that might not be able to fight their own battles. And fighting in itself was always connected or hijacked by aggression, pain, hurt, real fights. In a not so positive way. And there's another way as well, and I think it's not just me, it's spirit as well. I'm kind of blending in with spirit, so when I say I think, it might be them and me, that Dan Millman wrote this book years and years and years ago, and he called it The Peaceful Warrior, or The Path of the Peaceful Warrior. And then there's this movie made about the same, about this book, with Nick Nolte playing a shaman, strange, freaky flag kind of person. And it's a very interesting story. I could say dramatic. I could say it's a sad story. It's an interesting story. And there comes in the perception again of how we look at a situation and how we define fight and how we define warrior. And the connection of those two words, peaceful and warrior, is something that I suggest you let wander through your system and see how can you play with that. Do you have a definition for yourself, as in if somebody said to me, I'm a peaceful warrior, what exactly would that mean? Because peaceful is one of the magic words, really, for the present time and for the time that's coming.
Peace on earth.
Thank you. Peace on earth.
Well, you know, we're gonna go into some announcements here. Mm-hmm. So, we want to each let you know again our websites. My website is janrivel.com, and you can go there and find opportunities for weekly angelic guidance sessions, for soul body messages, for coaching, you name it, it's there. And there's a holiday special that's great to give your family and your friends for a reading. And that's Jan Revell, it's JanRevell.com. Barbara?
Yes, I have a brand new website launched, and it's barbarapatterson.info. And you can find what we've mentioned a few times here in the show today was the Soul Healing Circle, which is an online group, an open group on Facebook. And you're really, if you don't know about it yet, you're really welcome to find out about the group. And I invite you to join in and meet some members of your soul family, really. I've just founded this Soul Healing Coaching Group as well, which will happen, the first meeting will happen on the 21st of December to get us all started on a new road, really, or on a new beginning. I have gift vouchers available on my website as well for intuitive readings. And it's not always that we have to gift somebody else with these things. How about gifting yourself this time? And not just for Christmas, you know. Be gentle with yourself and make yourself a nice present. So my website is www.barbara.patterson.info. P-A-T-T-E-R-S-O-N.info. Thank you.
All right. So next week on December 19th at 12 noon, our topic is laughter for the soul. So we're going to bring laughter to the airwaves. And then we'll be live again on December 26th. Yes, that's the day after Christmas, and we're going to be broadcasting. And we'd love to be talking with you about being gentle with yourself. And on the 2nd of January, right after New Year's, we'll have our first live guest on the show, Marita Rahlenbeck. Marita is a soul mentor, and she's going to share with us the magic of sacred symbols. So thank you for being here with us today. We're going to keep right on here for a little bit and talk more about new beginnings.
Yes, we were thinking about how could we make a gift to you on the airwaves, on the sharing the sacred space with us. And we were thinking about an affirmation, because that is a good way to start a day, to end a day, to come back to in the middle of your day, whether you're driving in your car, whether you're in the office at work. For some it works to write it down and to pin it to the mirror in the bathroom. For some it works to just write it on their hand and then be reminded of it every time that they move their hand around. Or send yourself a message, send yourself an email with that affirmation if it feels right for you. And the affirmation for today really that we came up with for this subject and the topic of new beginnings is, I trust in my new beginnings. Let that run through your system. I trust in my new beginnings. Just focus on yourself, because it's your new beginnings, and it's take it really personal because it is about you.
And I'd like to take us one more time to the visualization that Judith does, because I really like it, and I think it's a wonderful way to have everybody kind of come to a close. So I'd like you to, as you're sitting there, I'd like you to go ahead and lean forward, first of all, in your chair, and then imagine that there is this angel behind you with huge wings, and the wings wrap around you, and then lean back into that angel for the comfort and support. And once again, allow yourself to relax. Allow yourself to feel the amazing love that comes to you and flows through you. And then allow yourself to feel the absolute joy that comes from being in contact with your own angels, with your own spirits. And then bring that back into your day and do a little joyful jig, a little dance around to get on with the rest of your day. Are you dancing, Barbara?
Oh, yeah. Well, no, because that will just mess up the sound. I'll do it after the show. Definitely.
All right. That's
fun. Are you dancing, Jen?
That's good. So, Judith, what else do you have to say?
Good show.
Oh, thanks.
I'm writing notes about, yeah, yeah. After the show, we'll be reconnoitering, and we'll be talking about the next show.
Yeah.
The coach. The coach says.
Yeah. So remember, the next show is next Monday, December 19th. And the topic is laughter for the soul, and we are going to laugh our way through the show.
All right.
Ho, ho, ho.
And another thing is that this show was recorded, so as soon as the link is available, we'll let you know if you want to re-listen to this show or if you want to suggest somebody else could have a listen into this show. We'll be posting the link on this page on Purpose Talk Radio and on our website and on our Facebook walls. So thank you for listening in, and remember to stay in the love.